Under federal law, telemarketers must remove your name and number from their call list when you ask them to. That means consumers must talk to each telemarketer to get on the no-call list of every company. Not so in Connecticut. Last year, the State General Assembly passed a law establishing a statewide no-call list. Since the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection started collecting names, more than 600,000 households have signed on. That's nearly half of the state's homes. Priscilla LaValle lives in Enfield. She sees a big difference.
Previous to being on the do not call list, there would probably be a call at least every night, and sometimes two or three times a night. And since I'm on the new do not call list, I get very few calls. There are weeks I don't get any.
The law also makes it illegal for companies to call anyone using pre-recorded sales pitches or to block people's caller ID. Companies that break the law face fines up to $5,000 per violation, even more if they don't stop. This applies to any business, inside or outside of Connecticut, that solicits the state's consumers by phone. There are a few exceptions. Nonprofit companies may still call, so may the telephone company, and a company may call to try to collect a debt. But Priscilla LaValle is content with her telemarketer-free evenings.
I'm just glad that I'm on it because I don't get annoyed now at supper time or just before I'm trying to settle down for the evening. I don't get the calls that I don't want to get. If I want to buy a product, I will buy it from somebody that I want to buy from, not somebody that is calling me that I do not know.
Most people are happy being on the no-call list, but about 50 residents have opted out of the program.